Brace yourself and buckle up. You are about to hear a life-changing, history-making, world-defining message from the New Birth Podcast. Tell everybody you know, things will never be the same.
Would you give God a shout of thanksgiving for those who are worshiping online from around the world? We're grateful for them. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 asks that every person who's physically able to do so, would you stand in reverence to the word of God? Mark chapter 11. Mark 11, verses 7 through 9. Mark 11, verses 7 through 9. I want us to read it together with uplifted voices. Come on, everybody. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna!" Amen. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they cut in the field. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." You may be seated in the presence of our God. I want to preach for a little while this morning using as a subject, "It's going to be hard to cut this off." It's going to be hard. Cut this off. Would you look at the person beside you and tell them, "I'm going to need you to pray for me today." Amen. It's going to be hard for me to cut this off. Comrades, recently I was made privy to an interview with the philosopher Emanuela Kosia, who penned the book, The Roots of the World. He has an intriguing theory that suggests that it's based off of theology and not ecology in terms of the pecking order of human nature. He argues that out of our theology, not out of ecology, humans are at the top. Animals are in the middle. And plants are at the bottom. He said, based off of our theology, we put humans at the top, animals in the middle, and plants at the bottom. However, we must note Genesis chapter 1. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 11, the first thing God created was plants and trees. And he does this right after sunlight and water. So before animals, before humankind, he creates plants and trees. It's not long thereafter that he hews out Adam and Eve. And they are told that they have free reign over the garden. They're told that they have free reign over the garden and are giving one admonition. And that is, do not partake of the fruit of the forbidden tree. This exact wisdom should probably be issued to the enemies of our souls, that they can bother anything except for the fruit of our wombs. Our children should be off limits. The very first psalm, Psalm 1, verse 3 through 6. Psalm 1, verse 3 through 6. How we are invited to be like a tree planted by the streams of water that brings up forth fruit in its season. I need somebody to shout out loud, it's my season. It's your season to produce. It's your season to be fruitful. It is your season to see the fruit of your effort. It says, be like a tree planted by the streams of water that brings forth fruit in its season. We are never told to be like other humans. We are told to be like trees. Joanne Raptis, a poet, wrote a poem entitled, Be Like a Tree. And in that poem, Be Like a Tree, she says, in being like a tree, stay grounded. Connect with your roots. Turn over a new leaf. Bend, but don't break. Enjoy your unique beauty, and whatever you do, keep growing. I need somebody to hear that again. Be like a tree. You're going to have to stay grounded. Don't you get puffed up on your ego and your ambition and your accomplishments. Stay connected with your roots. You didn't just arrive here by yourself. Turn over a new leaf. I know life becomes rough and daunting and it becomes harrowing at times, but you got to bend and not break. You have to know that I am great because I am unique, and in spite of everything that I've been through, don't judge me too quick. Why? Because I'm still growing. Is that anybody's testimony? I know I haven't checked off all of the boxes, but be patient with me. I'm still growing. Peter Wallenwin wrote a book called The Hidden Life of Trees. The Hidden Life of Trees, and he asserts that every life form in the earth has the ability to feel pain. It has the ability to feel pain so that it knows how to respond appropriately. Like animals, like humans, plants produce substances that suppress pain. If they had no sensation, then it would be unnecessary. The thought of torture and pain being inflicted on plants only came to mind because I was reading Mark 11. And Jesus told the disciples to go find a colt. He tells them this in verse number 8. He says, go find a colt and bring the colt to me. He never told them to cut down branches. He said, just bring a colt. Let me ride on top of it. And the people decided on their own. It was never a direction from God to cut down branches. Isn't it amazing that in all your life growing up in church, for 2,000 years in the study of theology and biblical study, that nobody has ever paused to ask the probing interrogative, how did the trees feel on Palm Sunday? Nobody ever gave it any never mind. And part of the reason why nobody ever gave critical analysis on how the trees felt on Palm Sunday is because people presume that trees don't have feelings. Some of the branches from those palm trees, you're not going to believe it, New Birth, some of the branches from those palm trees were hacked off with machetes. And here it is, they were hacked off, and the people who did it had the mind they were doing it for God, when God never asked them to do it. There have been people who have been wielding weapons to cut
put you at your knees, to make you small enough to be their size. So they use language and insults to think that they can chop you in half, and they think they're doing it because they're spiritual. Y'all ain't saying nothing. God ain't never armed you with what you need in order to be upset with me about the length of my skirt or what color is my lipstick or how long is my fingernails. You are armed as your own deputy, hurting people in the name of God when God never gave you that authority. He said, take up your own cross. He never said, put a cross on other people. They use machetes to cut down the branches. And I came to bear witness to somebody in this room, no weapon that is formed against you will be able to prosper. I can tell y'all ain't shouting because you ain't had folk who conspired to wound you and to break you. But no matter what they tried, God put a hedge fence of protection. There were some that used machetes and others climbed atop of the trees and broke it off with their bare hands. I am here to announce to you under the authority of heaven that not a hand will be laid on you. I better go a step further. Not a hand will be laid on your children. Why? Because touch not my anointed and do my servant no harm. And all this time, here you are flailing these branches around. Some of you raised old school, got palms tied up on your rearview mirror. You got palms in the middle of your Bible. Some of you got palms on the back seat of your chair. And you never thought about the tree that it came from. Never thought about what it took for you to get that palm that you're dealing with so casually and so leisurely. And I sense that some of you can identify not with the palm, but you can identify with the palm tree. Because regrettably, in your adult life, nobody has ever paused to consider your feelings. They don't know how deep the cut is to have your confidentiality betrayed. They don't know how the knife is twisted to lay in the bed beside somebody who was unfaithful. They can't see the internal bleeding to have a sibling that's a sociopath. They don't know the gash that was left by a narcissist who was gifted at breaking your self-esteem just so that they can feel better about themselves. They don't know what it feels like to be berated and have all of your identity in shambles by the people who raised you. How they don't know what it's like to have been assaulted, and because you have been assaulted, you are suspicious of people who actually mean well for you. They don't know that being repeatedly lied to has lowered your expectation of truth. They got no idea your head hurts because you overthink even while you're sleeping. Your heart hurts because you love too hard from people who don't value it. Your body hurts because you can't even rest even while you are sleeping. Your back hurts because you got to pull all of the knives out of it from the people that you let close. And somehow or another, folk don't understand. It should be blood coming from your clothes from how bad you've been wounded. But you refuse to feel bad for yourself. You just get up every day and say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. They use machetes to break the branches. They climbed and used their hand and break the branches. And the reason why they didn't pause to ask how the tree was feeling is because that tree is like many of you. in spite of what was broken off of you, in spite of the pain that you endured, in spite of what you have lost, in spite of what have taken from you. Do you know why the devil can't stand you? In spite of all of that pain, you still stand. After all that I've been through, I dare you to push somebody and tell them, I'm standing, I'm standing. You don't know what I've been through, but I'm still standing. I should have lost my mind, but I'm still standing. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Came through a broken home, survived a divorce, had to downsize my lifestyle, had a fight with cancer, had to file bankruptcy. I lost a whole lot of stuff, but I need somebody to shout out loud, I'm still standing. Hallelujah. You may be seated. And that has been the liability of your strength. I need you to hear me very well. The liability of your strength is because you are still standing. People think it hasn't had an impact. God, I can't hear nobody in here. They don't understand. I'm standing, but I'm holding myself together. God, I can't hear nobody. I'm standing, but for real, God, if one more thing happened to me, I'm gonna crumble right here. I'm standing, but my teeth are grinding. I'm standing, and my fist is clenched. I'm standing, but I can't stand people. I'm standing. According to the Association of Medical Colleges, they released a study in 2020, and I need you to hear this. While we're having a health fair today, I want you to be mindful of this study that came out in 2020 from the Association of American Medical Colleges, that 40%, I need you to hear this, 40% of medical students, this is 2020, not 1952, not 1968, not 1989, 2020. 40% of medical students believe that black people's skin is thicker than white people's. They believe that our blood coagulates quicker. They believe that we have less sensitive nerve index. And so as a consequence, white doctors, I need you to hear this, white doctors are 22% less likely to give black people pain medication. Hallelujah, because they think that we can just take it. So we have been systematically conditioned to cope with pain and to self-medicate. I can't hear nobody. So some of the people in your family, you've been judging them prematurely. They are drinking not out of a discipline, but because they're trying to deal with the pain that they're going through. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You got children who won't get out of the bed who are dealing with depression, and you got no idea that they got some deep and abiding pain that's going on in their life. But I came for 500 of y'all who are dealing with pain in your body. I came to remind you that God is a healer. And I know some of y'all ain't never lived through any painful experiences, but you ought to give yourself a break and give yourself extra credit that with the pain that you going through, that you not high right now, you ain't drunk right now, you ain't under the bridge right now, that you ain't shot nobody by now, but God has helped you to manage your pain. Hallelujah. Be seated, please. I just need you to get your roll on alert for what's getting ready to happen. I need you to get your roll on alert for what's getting ready to happen. Would you just tell the people on your roll, I'm in pain, but I'm managing. Hallelujah. I'm in pain, but I'm keeping it together. Hallelujah. And some of this ain't even fresh wounds. I've been dealing with this pain for years. and folk got no idea what my relationship with God is like, because I've been having to deal with it and I didn't want to inconvenience other folk. So even the people that are close to me don't even know what's nagging at me. But I stay up at night in my bed looking at the ceiling. Sometimes I sit in the car before I go into the office. Other days I eat and I'm not even hungry because I'm trying to manage.
Trying to manage it. And I don't want you to get it twisted. I don't want you confused. I don't want you to not be able to connect the dots. I am not talking about trees. I'm talking about you. It's going to be hard to cut some stuff off. Hallelujah. But God says, I'm able to do it. Hallelujah. You just got to be prepared. Hallelujah. For what I'm getting ready to do. Hallelujah. It may hurt a little bit, but you're going to feel better after the process is over. I feel like somebody getting ready to get a breakthrough right through here. I need you to just grab somebody by the hand and tell them, brace yourself, because God is getting ready to break some stuff off of you. You didn't even know why you were coming to church today, but this is outpatient surgery. Before you get back to your car, everything illegally attached to your body is getting ready to come off of you, because God has got to tear it off. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Please, I'm coming in just 1 minute. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to break it off of you. I know you don't know that neighbor like that. I know for some of them, you just met him. But I need you to indulge me for just one moment. It won't even be long. I need you to just clasp that neighbor's hand real quick, because something getting ready to be broken off of them. Hallelujah. And they just need you for moral support. I ain't even getting ready to pray. I just need you to hold them so they don't run too far. God said, you don't even know what I'm getting ready to break in the realms of the spirit. Because usually it takes 7 years to get it done. But I'm getting ready to do something for the person whose hand you're holding, that it ain't gonna take 7 years. I'm gonna do it in the next 7 weeks. He said, watch this. I don't know where my screamers are. He said, the first thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna break some stuff off your credit report. I'm tearing off every bankruptcy, every foreclosure, every repossession, every law judgment, every loan default, every student loan, everything your accountant told you years to do. God said, if you give me glory, watch what I do before April is over. I got the power to break it off. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy God. Hey. Thank you, Holy God. I feel glory coming here. Hey, hey, hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy God. I just need 5 of y'all to shout, it's off me. It's off me. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing illegal attached to my name. It's off me. Whatever was blocking me from stepping into my next assignment, it's off of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated, please. Hallelujah. Be seated. Take that neighbor by the hand. I'm getting ready to break something off of them. Hallelujah. I said, I'm getting ready to break something off of them. Thank you, Holy God. I'm getting ready to break something off of them. Hallelujah. The first time they used a weapon, the second time they used it by hand. If 2 or 3 are touching and agreeing, there will I be also. I need you to pull on that neighbor till they can't sit still. God said, before the benediction,
I'm breaking illegal spirits off of you. God, I can't hear nobody. I break the spirit of procrastination. I break every porn addiction. I break nail biting, excessive snacking, oversleeping, y'all ain't saying nothing, an addiction to social media and Instagram and TikTok. God said, I'm breaking it off for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I got to show you something. Hallelujah. He breaking stuff off credit reports. Hallelujah. Breaking stuff that has aligned and connected itself to your spirit. But I need you to hold that neighbor's hand for the last time today. Hallelujah. I promise you. Well, let me not promise you. I'm going to try to promise you that this is your last time today. And if 70 of y'all don't shout, something wrong with you. He said, it's going to be hard to break it off, but only the Holy Ghost can do this. Hallelujah. I can't hear nobody. God said, when you give me glory today, I am breaking every illegal soul tie. That whoever is in your spirit that I have not ordained, I'm getting them out of your heart. I can't hear nobody. I'm getting them out of your mind. I'm getting them, here's your shout. I'm getting them out of your bed. I'm getting them out of your phone. I gotta break everything.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. It's just. Come on, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.
Woo. Hallelujah. You may be seated. So Jesus starts riding through Jerusalem. And people start coming out of their jobs, coming out of their house, and they start crying out, Hosanna. Blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Accountants start praising him. Bankers start praising him. Priests start praising him. Public school teachers start praising him. And nobody asked, what was the palm tree doing? God, I can't hear nobody. The palm trees had to give the greatest praise of everybody who's in Jerusalem that day. Watch this, because they're the only ones who's praising them who ain't got nothing. Oh my God. It's easy to praise God when you live in a comfortable life. It's easy to praise God when you got money in the bank. But when you've been stripped down to nothing, and you still got a praise on the inside, the devil will say, now that's a real one over there. Those of y'all that got everything, don't shout with us. But if over the last 3 years, you done had stuff stripped off of you, but you still got a shout on the inside, would you give God glory like you know God is able?
Hallelujah. Be seated, please. They praised him with nothing. Hallelujah. I said they praised him with nothing. Some of y'all ain't never been there, but I just need five of y'all. Come on. I need you to have a flashback. of when the devil thought he took everything from you. But your broke grandmother said, I woke up this morning with my mind
stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all still ain't saying the right thing yet. If you were ever stripped down to nothing, but you still had a praise on the inside, would somebody just shout Hosanna? He's still worthy of the highest praise. I don't know how I'm gonna pay this bill, but he's still worthy of the highest praise. I don't know how I'm gonna meet the note, but he's still worthy.
And this is the last time I ask you to be seated. The last time I'll ask you to be seated. Last time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got good news on behalf of the Department of Dendrology, which is, dendrology is the study of trees. And here's what the Department of Dendrology wanted me to tell you is, don't feel bad for the palm tree. Yeah, that's what they wanted me to tell you. Don't feel bad for the palm tree because the palm tree has a benefit that sycamore trees don't have, that elm trees don't have, that fir trees do not have. And here's why the palm tree wasn't even tripping about what happened to them. Because for other trees, it takes years to grow back. God help me. Hallelujah. But for a palm tree, it only takes 6 weeks. Oh, I think I lost you. I think I lost you. I think I lost you. It takes 6 weeks for the branches to grow back on palm trees. Jonathan, only me and you gonna be able to get this. And so they knew that whatever they lost, y'all ain't gonna get it. Whatever they lost, hallelujah. Whatever they lost, they would have by Pentecost. God, I can't hear nobody. You want to know why I'm shouting today? Whatever the devil stole from me by Pentecost Sunday, it's going to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Are y'all getting ready to kill a demon today? I don't want you to shout over what you lost. I want you to shout for what's growing back. Come on, I can't hear nobody. If you think you ain't gonna get it, don't give God glory. But if you believe in the next 6 weeks, everything. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy God. I just need somebody to shout out loud, it's growing back. It's. Here's the thing that the palm tree knew that I needed you to know is that those who chopped down its branches, I didn't know they were doing the palm tree a favor. God, I can't hear nobody. Because when the branches grow back, it doesn't grow back the way that it was before. God, help me. It grows back stronger. Come on, Marvin Sapp, I never would have made it, but I'm stronger now. If there anybody here stronger than you were before the pandemic, that you understand his grace. His grace and his mercy. And so you got to figure out, ladies and gentlemen, how was it able to withstand the pressure of people climbing up on it, chopping off its branches,
and nobody ever checking to see how they were doing. Hallelujah. You don't even understand, hallelujah, how you have developed self-reliance, that you've been through some stuff without the benefit of support. God, folk don't even understand, I'm my own life coach. I'm my own therapist. I can't hear nobody. I gotta talk myself out of depression. I talk myself out of anxiety attack. But the secret weapon of the palm branch is that its roots go down so far. Watch this, that it connects with another tree. Hallelujah, that the enemy can't see that they're connected because it's happening underground. The enemy don't understand, I ain't in this by myself. I'm connected to some other praisers. And the only way they can lift me up is if they've been stripped themselves. Would you look at your neighbor and say, I know it's been hard for you to cut some stuff off, but that's why God planted me to be next to you today. That when I give God glory, I'm not shouting for me, but I'm shouting that everything you lost is about to grow back for you. I don't want you to shout for yourself, but would you shout for your neighbor that they're getting the money back, they're getting the relationship back, they're getting their heart back. Come on, somebody, would you praise God for somebody else? Come on, y'all ain't shouting good. You ain't shouting good. You ain't shouting good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My time is up. My time is up. I want you to lift that hand. My time is up. A palm tree that has been macheted, that has had branches breaking off of it. It does something underground that I want you to be mindful of. Is that strength becomes transferable. So that the plants the palm tree produces has stiffer branches. I want you to lift up that hand as high as you can. It's in the realms of the spirit today. I'm breaking stuff off of your children. Hallelujah. God, I can't hear nobody. The spirit of rebellion, I'm breaking it off of your children. Y'all ain't shouting right. The spirit of disrespect, I'm taking it off of your children. The spirit of lying, I'm breaking it off of your children. The spirit of sexual promiscuity, I'm breaking it off of your children. You've been doing all of this screaming, all of this yelling, all this nagging, all of this hollering. And their behavior won't change. Their outlook wouldn't change. Their perspective wouldn't change. God said, this is too much for you to do by yourself. The disciples came to Jesus and said, there was a little boy possessed by a devil. They said, God, how come we couldn't break it? He said, this kind only comes from prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Those of you that got a prayer life, I need you to go to war with me for just one moment, because I got to break some generational curses today. I got to break some things off of these children today. I got to break something that the enemy thought he was going to do. I need you, while that hand is lifted, would you open up your mouth and just begin to go into travail for our children? Come on, I can't hear anybody. I need you to open up your mouth. Come on, I need you to travail on behalf of our children. I got to break it off of them. They're not going to be confused about their sexual identity. They're not going to slip into addiction of controlled substances. Come on, I can't hear nobody. I'm breaking their addiction off weed off of your children. Breaking the addiction of alcohol off of your children. Come on, I can't hear anybody. Open up your mouth. I need you to lift up that hand, because I'm getting ready to go into another realm. And I need you to punctuate your worship.
I'm getting ready to break the addiction. I know we don't do this in church, but I got to do it today. I'm breaking, hear this, I'm breaking today off of adults who are addicted to pain medication. God, I can't hear nobody in here. They're not even functioning properly. They're not even moving in their rightful mind. But God said, I'm breaking it off of you. You ain't gonna spend the rest of your life on this prescription. I gotta break the pain off of you. But I need you to submit yourself to me. Hallelujah. Deacons, if you'll help me open up that aisle for me real quick. Hallelujah. I want to open up this altar in two realms. Listen to me. Adults in this room, hallelujah, who have found a codependency on pain medication. I need you to meet me at this altar, please. This is your safe space. This is your Father's house. This is community. This is family. I need you here. I need those of you who are in this room that are struggling with addiction. I need you at this altar. I don't care if you're 13. I don't care if you're 37. I want to break that off of you on today. Don't worry about how these people are looking at you in church. I'd rather them look at you in church than look at you in a casket. I need you at this altar. Those of you who are in this room, you got to be set free. You got to be broken from an illegal soul tie. This person just keeps coming in and out of your life at will. You think that you're strong enough, and then you get a text message. Think you get them out of your system, then you bump into them out of nowhere. I want to break it off for you on the day. I need you to come.
I hope you are energized that you don't need an energy drink. What you just heard should have you off and running, chasing your dreams, pursuing your purpose, and answering your call. If this was a blessing, share it with somebody else. Don't be selfish. This is what God gave you so that you can be a blessing to somebody who needs it worse.